Now open. Mr. Prosecutor, would you like to call another witness, and if so, whom? Could you please give us the initial of the next witness that you would like to call?
Mr. President, the witness is referred to as Jay. The witness is referred to as Jay.
Jay as in Jordan.
Bailiff, please bring in witness J. Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon. You have been called as a witness for the prosecution, and you will be referred to as witness J. Witness J. Because we want to protect your anonymity, so there will be no question put to you as regards your address, your residence, or any other identifying information. Before we hear your testimony, I would like to ask you, do you understand and speak French? I only speak and understand Kinyarwanda. That's not the question, says the president. Please answer the question. Do you understand and speak French? No, I do not speak French. Then during your testimony, please do not speak in French or bring out any French words. Understood. So you would like to use which language? In Kinyarwanda. Before hearing your testimony, I will ask you to be sworn in. You will make the following solemn declaration. You will repeat after me. This will be interpreted for you into Kinyarwanda. And you will, as I said, repeat after me. Please stand up. Raise your right hand. And repeat after me. I solemnly swear to tell the truth. To tell the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. You may be seated. As I've done for all the other witnesses, I would like to explain that you are under protection. You will remain anonymous. No photographs will be taken of you. There will be no cameras in the courtroom. And in the public gallery, no one will be allowed to use any sort of audio recording device. I would like to also explain to the witness that you are not being accused. You have come simply to give your testimony and to tell the truth pursuant to the declaration that you just made. So please speak without fear, but also without hatred, emotion, or without taking sides. Now, you have sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Mr. Prosecutor, you have the floor to examine the witness.
Thank you, Mr. President. Honorable judges, good afternoon. Madam, could you please tell us where you used to live in 1994? We are not interested in your present address.
In 1994, I was living in the commune of Taba, in the Gisheshe sector,
Who did you live with?
I was living with my parents. Also with my brother, whose name is...
Did anybody else live with you, besides the ones you told us?
There were others, that is to say, my children and my sister. My sisters, they were younger.
How long did you live in Taba commune?
Do you mean before the war?
Yes, before the war.
I lived in Taba since the time I was born up until 1994.
In 1994, did you have an ID card?
Yes, I had an identity card.
What did that identity card say about your ethnic background?
The card indicated that I was Tutsi.
Did you know Jean-Paul Akayesu?
Yes, I knew him.
For how long did you know him?
I knew Akayesu since the time when he was a teacher, and I also knew him when he was bourgmestre.
Could you please get up from your seat, look around the room, and if you see Akayesu, point him out, and briefly describe what he's wearing?
He's over there. He's wearing a white shirt. And he has a bluish jacket. And he has headphones on his head.
Thank you. You may be seated. On April 19, 1994, in the morning, did anybody come to your house?
Yes, people did come to our house.
Were they led by any particular person?
Among them, there was a teacher whose name was Nyagatare, and many other people from our region.
Did they say anything as to who sent them to your house? Excuse me, Mr. President.
Excuse me, Mr. Prosecutor. But one of the judges has brought my attention to the fact that you have not asked that we have the records show that the witness has identified and described the witness, or the accused, rather. So let that please go down into the record that the witness has indeed identified the accused. Normally the prosecutor does ask for that, but you didn't this time. So please continue.
Thank you very much. Who did Nyagatare come with to your house?
Nyagatare was with a lot of other teachers. One of them's name was Jafet. And there was also a man named Martin Nyunguri, and many other. There were a lot of people.
Who sent them to your house?
When they came, they said that it was Akayesu who had sent them.
Who were they telling to that Akayesu sent them to your house?
Well, they came, we were in our home, and we heard them say that.
When they came to your house, did they enter the house?
Yes, they did come into the house.
Did they say why they came to your house?
They said that they had come to search the house looking for Kinihiro documents.
What was your brother doing at the time when they came in?
When they came, he was in bed.
When they came to their house, to your house, were they armed?
Yes, they were armed with machetes, clubs, and spears.
Did they ask permission to come into the house?
No.
When they came into the house, where were you?
I was inside the house at that time.
Did you ever leave the house while they were there?
No, I stayed there.
Were you in the house or in the compound of the house?
We were in front of the house in the courtyard.
The people who came to your house, they asked that they be given the Kinihira document, you said. Did your brother ever go to Kinihira?
I don't know if he went to Kinihira, but they were asking for documents from Kinihira.
Do you have friends and relatives in Kinihira?
To my knowledge, I did not, except for one person who was a friend of my brother's who did indeed live in Kinihira.
So did your brother ever go to Kinihira to visit his friend?
I remember that he did go once in the past, that he did go to Kinihira, but that was a long time ago.
Do you know how many times he has gone to Kinihira?
All I know is that he went once to Kinihira.
So, did these people who came to their house, did they search the house?
Yes, they searched the entire house.
after they searched the house, what did they do to you, your brother, and your other siblings?
Well, they took us with them right away and took us to the commune office.
Who did you meet in the commune office?
When we were there, we met Akaizu and the police officers from the commune.
When you met Akaizu, did he say anything about a meeting in Gitarama?
He said that they had received orders in Gitarama to kill the Tutsi because the Tutsi were planning to kill the Hutu.
Were you standing close by when he said this?
Yes, I was very near him.
So what did he say that should be done to the Tutsis?
He said that the Tutsi should be killed.
So from the commune office, where did you go?
We went to the mass grave site where my brother was killed.
Where was your brother at the time?
A lot of people surrounded him. We were at this grave, and they began to beat him up.
When they were beating him up at the beginning, was Akaizu there?
No, at that point in time, Akaizu was still at the Bureau Communal.
So when you saw your brother being beaten, what did you do?
I immediately went to see Akaizu. I met him midpoint. He was coming towards the mass grave where they were in the process of killing my brother.
Did Akaizu eventually go to the mass grave?
He went there immediately, and he also hit my brother with a club.
Were other people there too?
There were a lot of other people.
So what did they do to your brother?
They immediately killed him and threw him into the common grave, or mass grave, that was there.
What did they kill him with?
They killed him by machete blow. And they also had small clubs and cudgels that they used.
Was Akaizu there all the time when your brother was being killed?
Yes, Akaizu was there.
Then from the gravesite, where did you go?
We went back to our house.
What did you do in your house?
When we got back to our house, we didn't dare go inside because we were afraid. So we went and sat in the banana grove.
So you spent the night there in the banana grove?
Yes, we did spend the night in this grove because immediately after we had come back to our house, they came back, they killed our cows, they ate our cows, and they broke down the doors to our home.
So what happened the next day?
The next day, they killed my father and my mother, as well as my son.
Where did they kill your mother?
They killed her at the house.
And what happened to her body?
They threw her body in the toilet.
Was anybody else thrown into the toilet?
They also threw my child's body into the same toilet.
Where did they kill your father?
My father was killed just a little further down from our house.
Where were you at this time, when your father was being killed?
As they were killing my father, I was hiding in a tree, in a large tree at the neighbor's house. I had climbed up into the tree, and they killed my father right below this tree.
Could you see your father being killed while you were on the tree?
Yes, I did see them kill him.
Can you tell us some names of people who participated in the killing of your father?
One of them, his name was Martin Tulimimana. There was another, Havugimana Augustin, as well as Nyagatare, and a lot of other people.
When your father was being killed, was Akaizu anywhere around?
No, Akaezu was not around.
Did the killer say anything about the killing of your father?
They said that they had been sent by Akaezu to kill him.
Could you hear them saying this, that they were sent by Akaezu to kill your father?
I heard them very clearly, because I was in the tree, and this tree was right near where they were killing my father.
How long did you stay in the tree?
I stayed in this tree for a long time.
Days or hours? How long?
I stayed in the tree for approximately a week, and when I felt that I was going to die of hunger, I went to a neighbor's house, whose name was Nimungere.
During this time you were in the tree, were you getting down once in a while and getting some food?
I didn't have enough strength because I wasn't eating. But Nyungure's wife brought me food, and so then I would spend the night in the tree. But the fact was that I was pregnant, and that's why I was totally discouraged.
How many months pregnant were you?
I was 6 months pregnant.
From there, where did you go?
I went to Niyumgeri's house. And when I arrived there, he immediately went to get Nyangatare and his group so that they could kill me. However, when his wife saw that, she immediately hid me behind the house in the banana grove.
So from your hiding, where did you go next? Did anybody go with you?
I was with my daughter, who had been raped.
When was she raped?
When they had come to kill my father.
How many men did rape your wife, your daughter?
Three men.
Was this question ever put to you by the investigators of the tribunal?
No, they did not ask me this question.
Did Akaezu ever come to Kabgayi?
Yes, I saw Akaezu at Kabgayi.
I would like to ask you one question, which I skipped, concerning the rape of your daughter. How old was your daughter?
She was 6 years old.
I don't have any more questions, Mr. President. Thank you.
Your daughter was raped by three men, you say? Do you know these three men or some of the three men? If you know them, what is their name? What are their names? Yes, I know them. What are the names of the three men who raped your daughter? One is called... Yes. The other one is known as... And the third? The other is little brother, who is known as... The tribunal wants to ask you what the situation was in Kabgayi. Were they protected in Kabgayi, or was it an open place where the Interahamwe could come wherever they want, whenever they wanted? Kabgayi was not a protected area. Did the Interahamwe come to Kabgayi? Even in Kabgayi, there were some Interahamwe. And what were they doing? They came and they were killing people. Were they killing them there, or did they take them away to kill them? Some people were killed right there and then, but others were taken away towards a place they called CND. CND, what does CND mean? It was a forest, a large forest, where people were taken to be killed, but I don't know why it was known as CND. I'm giving the floor to Judge Aspegren. Thank you, ma'am. Madam, I simply wish to know about these men who killed your members of your family, raped your daughter. Were they Interahamwe? Were they members of the Interahamwe? Yes, they were Interahamwe. How did you know that? I know because after having killed my brother, they came and killed my parents and my child. Yes, I understand that, but how did you know that these people were in Interahamwe? I don't know. I don't know how I knew. But are you certain that these were definitely members of the Inerahamwe? Yes, I know that they were members of the Inerahamwe militia. Is it because you knew them, or did they wear a particular mark or sign on them? They were wearing berets. What kind of beret? Some had berets on which were written MRND, and others had berets on which was written MDR. Thank you, ma'am. I shall give the floor to Judge Pile.
Was it after Akiesu spoke at the Bureau Communal office, was it after that that the killing of your brother took place at the gravesite?
When Akiesu spoke in front of the Bureau Communal, my brother had not been killed, but they had started to beat him.
Did they start to beat him at the Bureau Communal?
No, they started beating him on the way when they were taking it away from our house.
So they took him from your house to the Bureau Communal and then to the gravesite?
No, they didn't take him to the Bureau Communal because the ground where he was killed is quite close to the Bureau Communal, and so he was taken directly to the ground where he was killed, the grave site.
Why do you refer to this place as a grave site?
That's how that place is known. When you a place which you bury someone who is dead is known as that.
Were there other dead bodies there beside your brothers?
I don't know.
Nagatori and others, did you see them at the Bureau Communal office as well?
Yes, I saw them at the Bureau Communal, and it's even them who took us away from our home.
Does that include the three names you mentioned, the three men who raped your daughter? Were those three men also at the Bureau Communal?
Among the three people, only was not there.
Yes, thank you.
If the defense counsel is ready, we shall give him the floor for the cross-examination of witness J. Thank you, Your Honours. Good afternoon, Madam. Madam, you stated to the tribunal that the persons who came to your home had been sent by Jean-Paul Akiesu. Is that correct? Yes, it's correct. I was made to understand that you knew this because these people, when they came to your home, were speaking amongst themselves and they were saying that it's Akiesu who had sent them. Is that correct? They came and they were saying it aloud that it was Akiesu that sent them. Did they say that whilst they were in the house? Even when they were coming, they were saying this. Madam, according to you, these people who were sent by Akiesu, what was their interest in saying when they were arriving that it was Akiesu who had sent them? Were they responding to a given question? I don't know why. I don't know what the reason was. But nobody asked them why they came. Nobody asked them anything because they came and they started beating us. So, of their own accord, they entered the house and stated that it was Akiesu who had sent them. Yes, I thank you. Did you have any indication on the documents that they were looking for? They only said that they were looking for the Kinihira documents. I don't know anything else. Madam, you told us just now, in response to a question from the prosecutor, that your family didn't have any relationship in Kinihira, apart from your brother's friend, who he went to see one time long ago. Is that correct? Yes, he went there. He went there one single time, and that's what I want to know. I only know that one time. But apart from that one time, you didn't hear him say that he was in Kinihira? No, I don't know anything about that. Madam, however, you stated to the investigators of the tribunal the following, and I'm quoting, when the killers came to your house, you say, I heard them asking my brother to give them the document which he had brought back from Kinihira. And in your statement, it is placed in brackets, the place where the RPF was before the 6th of April 1994 in Byumba Prefecture. And you say, I know that my brother went several times to that place before the war. I don't know why he was going there. Now, madam, your brother, did he go one single time to Kinihira, or did he go there several times? He went there only once. I'm saying what I know. I'm saying only what I know. Very well, but I'm noting that there's a contradiction. What is the relationship between your brother and the Inkotanyi? I do not know of any relationship between them. Was he found at your home by these people who... You wanted to know what relationship there was between his brother and the Inkotanyi, and the tribunal would want to know whether she knows what Inkotanyi means. I know that the Inkotanyi were people like others, but I don't know anything else. You stated my brother didn't have any relationship with the Inkotanyi. That means she knows what the Inkotanyi are. Now you're saying that there was no relationship. Do you know who the Inkotanyi are? At that time, there was no relationship between my brother and the Inkotanyi. But what are the Inkotanyi if there's no relationship? Until now, the Inkotanyi are people as any other person. But what are these people who are like others? They are people like us. The tribunal will not insist, but we give the floor back to counsel. Mr. President, I thank you. Madam, on that day when these people accompanied by Nyagatare came to your home and indicating that they were sent by Akayesu, they searched your house. Yes, they searched our house. Now, during the search, did they find any document whatsoever? They didn't find any document except a letter which was written to my brother by a friend, and they were saying that this letter was written by Inkotanyi. Was it a letter or was it a notebook? It was a letter. Those who were being brought here by Nyagatare, who said that the letter was written by Inkotanyi, to what were they referring to when they were referring to the Inkotanyi? They were saying that Ngavaji was going to Kinihira to the Inkotanyi. That's what they were saying. It's what they were saying. And then they said that the letter from the Inkotanyi should be given to them. Thank you, ma'am. When they found Ngavaji and this letter, did they ask Ngavaji to follow them, to go with them? Yes, they took him right away. And they said that they were taking him to Akayesu. I didn't hear that. They said that they were taking him to Akayesu. And did they take him to Akayesu, in fact? Yes, they took him to Akayesu because I was with them. What day was that? It was the 19th of April, 1994. At what time of day? It was 9 in the morning. The two places to which they came and took Ngabaje up to the Bureau Communal, is it a great distance? I beg your pardon, says the interpreter. The place from which they took Ngabaje up to the Bureau Communal, what is the distance between those two places? It's a 45-minute walk away. 45 minutes. Yes, thank you. Did they take Ngabaje by car or did they walk? They walked him there. And when he was taken to the Bureau Communal, once they got there, was he taken to Akayesu? When they got to the graveyard where they were beating him, I ran up to Akayesu to tell him what had happened. And I met him when he also was coming towards this gravesite. And Akayesu slapped me. We'll give the floor to Judge Aspergren, who wishes to have a clarification. Now you were speaking about a graveyard. Are you talking about a mass grave, was it? Or a communal grave? It was a hole which had been dug, and it was in this.
So
it's a fosse communale and not fosse commune. I've understood. Counsel for the defense. Thank you, Your Honor. Madam, I want to come back to the question I just asked you. Ngabaje was taken to the Bureau Communal. When he arrived there, was he taken to... We shall give the floor to Judge Pile, who wants to give us clarification.
Mr. Monte, I think rephrase your question. The witness didn't say that her brother was taken to the Bureau Communal, because I asked her that question. She said he was taken from the house to the gravesite.
Do you want a clarification if you're not clear about the question? Mr. President, I didn't understand the answer. This is why I put the question in a different manner. This is a different way. You should be very simple. When he was taken from the house, he was taken directly to the gravesite. This is what we're going to do because it'll be quicker for us if you're clear and simple. Now, when your brother was taken from home, was he taken directly to the Bureau Communal or to the mass grave? This grave is at the Bureau Communal. Where did they take him to? He was taken to the mass grave and they began to beat him. And I ran towards Akayesu to tell him that. And I met him because he was also coming to the gravesite, the mass grave, and I told him that they were going to kill my brother, and then Akayesu slapped me, and we went back to the common grave, and even Akayesu hit my brother with a cudgel, and I saw him do that with my own eyes. So he was beating him at this mass grave. Yes, they were beating him there, and they immediately threw him into the mass grave. He wasn't quite dead when they threw him in. And when they started to beat him at the mass grave, had you gone to Akayesu to tell him to come in and intervene? Yes, I went to tell this to Akayesu so that he could come, because I knew that Akayesu was his friend, and Akayesu, to the contrary, slapped you. Yes, he slapped me. At that time, where was he when he responded like that? He came immediately towards the mass grave. No, when Akayesu slapped you, where was he? I went to tell him and I met him halfway. He was coming from the Bureau Communal towards the mass grave, and that's where I found him. Thank you, Council. We apologize for that interruption because we were seeking clarification. Your Honor, I accept that without any difficulty whatsoever. Madam, I would like you to clarify something for me. Because you did say that when your brother was taken to the mass grave, you went with him. Is that correct? Yes, we went together right up to the grave. And around that pit, you said there were many people. That's true, there were many people. But at that time, Akayesu was not there. I already said that when they started to beat my brother, I went to see Akayesu and I met him because he was also coming towards the mass grave. Did Akayesu go right up to the gravesite with you? Yes, he came to the gravesite with me. At what place exactly did he slap you? Where exactly did he slap you? He slapped me before we came back to the mass grave, and we went back together to the mass grave. Madam, and the others started to cut him up with the machetes. Could you please speak a bit louder, because with a fan I have difficulty in hearing you. Madam, this is what you indicated to the investigators on this matter. You said when we arrived at the gravesite, Akayesu went to the Bureau Communal of Taba. Several people were there around the grave. They were killers. One of these people hit my brother on the head with this cudgel, and my brother fell. Other members of the group used machetes to kill him. When I saw that, I went running to the Taba Bureau Communal. I told Akayesu what had happened. Akayesu blamed me for the killing of my brother. Akayesu blamed me for the murder of my brother, who normally went to Kinihira. And then I fled with my two sisters and we went back home. This is the end of the quotation. Akayesu said that he blamed me for the death of my brother. I didn't say that. It's not Akayesu who said. You are the person who talked to the investigators of the tribunal. And you said what I have just read. Can someone kill himself? Can a person kill oneself? I'm asked a question. If you cannot respond, you do not. I'm saying simply that in your statement, you said something quite different from what you're saying today. You must understand that. No, I did not say that. I'm explaining what I saw. Concerning Kabaje's, who's being blamed for... I'm being blamed for his death. I don't understand that. Thank you. We appreciate what you have said. The tribunal would wish to inform you that in relation to a statement you made to the prosecutor, there are differences, essentially two differences. Today you stated that when you told Akayesu what had happened to your brother, he slapped you. Before the prosecutor, you said he blamed your brother for his behavior because he had gone to Kinihira to meet the Inkotanyi. Now, the defense is now asking you, did you make that statement before the prosecutor? Because, and you said that Akayesu blamed your brother for his behavior, and he didn't slap you. I said that he slapped me. Maybe it's the person's fault, the person who was making the investigation. The second thing we want you to observe is that you were not precise that it was Akayesu who hit him with the cudgel. Is that correct? I explained by saying that Nyokwizero Japheth had also done it, and he also hit him. So who hit him with a cudgel? It was Japheth Nukwiziga who hit him with a cudgel, but Akayesu also hit him with a gourdin. So it's Japheth and Akayesu. There were two blows with a cudgel. Yes, the others were hitting him with machetes. Thank you, madam. Counsel, we are going to adjourn, and then you will continue with your cross-examination after the adjournment. The court is adjourned.
Rise.
Session is now in order. I give the floor to the defense to continue with their cross-examination of the witness. Please bring in the witness. Counsel, you have the floor to continue your cross-examination of the witness. Witness J. Thank you, Mr. President. As far as I remember, we were still discussing this issue of the cudgel, and that's when the President asked for clarification. Now, on this matter, Mr. President, because I feel that this is an important point, I would like to remind the witness of her statement that she gave to the Office of the Prosecutor when she was questioned, and she declared the following. At our house, it was Nyagatare who hit my brother first. Once we arrived at the mass grave, it was Japheth who delivered a cudgel blow to my brother. Now, at no point in time, Akayesu was not the person giving the cudgel blows, according to this statement. So I simply wanted to clarify this point. Madam, when you arrived at the Bureau Communal on that day, were there people there that you recognized? I knew the people who had taken us from our house to the Bureau Communal, and I also saw Akayesu, whom I knew. In addition to the people who had taken you from your house to the Bureau Communal, did you see other people at the Bureau Communal whom you knew? I really didn't have the time to pay attention to these people, so I didn't see anyone. Thank you. At the Bureau Communal, when you were there, when Akayesu alluded to this meeting in Gitarama, to whom was he speaking? He was talking to the people who had brought my brother, and he was telling them to kill Tutsi. And he was saying that the Tutsi were going to kill the Hutu. That's all that I heard, and that's what I am now stating. I heard this with my own ears. Thank you very much. Did Akayesu know that you were a Tutsi? I don't know anything about that. But I'm sure he knew at least that you were Ngambayi's sister. Well, it's clear that he knew that we were Tutsi because in the commune records, everybody's ethnic group was indicated, and so as a burgmaster, he knew. But if Akayesu knew you were Tutsi, and if he was killing Tutsis, why didn't he kill you? Well, don't ask me why he didn't kill me. He's the one who knows why he didn't do it. No, because Akaizu, according to you, gave instructions to kill Tutsi. But if I didn't go into hiding, then I probably would have been killed. And yet, according to you, he simply slapped you. That's all he did to you. Yes, it's true, he did not kill me. So, there were Tutsi that Akaizu did not kill. It's not that there were Tutsi that Akaizu did not kill. Rather, when they killed my brother, I immediately left to go hide in a tree. But if I didn't hide, then I would be dead today. When you say that Akaizu didn't kill me, I think that you shouldn't ask this question. I would simply like to remind you that, according to your statement, Akaizu slapped you, and that's all. Madam, you said to us that you went to go hide, and that you hid in a tree near your home. What kind of tree was it, madam? It was a big tree that was near somebody's fence, and some of the branches had been cut away. Could you please tell us what type of tree it was? Was it a mango tree, an avocado tree? What kind of tree? Excuse me, I only know the word in Kinyarwanda. I don't know the name in French, says the interpreter. So if she tells me in Kinyarwanda, I may not know what it is in French. It was not a fruit tree at any rate. It was not a fruit tree. Very well, says counsel. In your opinion, then, how tall was this tree? How could I know? You climbed up a tree. It's fine if you don't know what type it is, but could you at least estimate how tall it was? I don't know how to estimate how tall it was. Because it wasn't a small tree, it wasn't a cactus, it was an umuvuvu tree. I don't know what the word is in French. And I don't know how tall it was. Was it as tall as I am? Asked counsel. It was taller than you. Thank you. Now, you stated that the branches of the tree had been cut. Is this true? Well, when the branches are cut from the tree normally, then new branches grow, and the tree becomes taller. I'm sure. Yes, when you cut the branches, then they grow back. No, but I'm asking, you said the branches had been cut. Yes, the branches had been cut of this tree, and in fact, the tree was in the banana grove, but there was still foliage on this tree. Thank you. Madam, if this tree was taller than I am, and given the fact that you were 6 months pregnant, are we to believe that it was easy for you to climb a tree? Well, I can tell you that this is a very difficult question that you're asking. If somebody was chasing you, you would be able to climb a tree. You would even be able to climb to the roof of your house if you were in this situation. Thank you very much. Now, you indicated, madam, that you did not sleep in the tree. Is that true? That's true. I would go down, and I would spend the night under the tree. So you would climb down from the tree at night, and in the morning you would climb back up. Yes, in the morning, at about 4 o'clock in the morning, I got back up in the tree. Because the killers would come to kill during the day, but not at night. Very well. So then, if you had enough energy because you were being chased, if you had enough energy then to climb this tree the first day, then I assume that the following days of the week, when you got up in the mornings, you were no longer being chased by killers. Well, listen, they were chasing people every day. And so for an entire week, you climbed up this tree every morning and then came down every night. Yes, that's true. Thank you, madam. Madam, when your parents were killed, was Akaizu among these people there? No, Akaizu was not among those people. Therefore, Akaizu doesn't know anything about the conditions in which your parents were killed. Well, maybe he knew, even if he wasn't there, because he was the one who had given the orders for them to come kill them. Madam, how long did it take you to bury your father? It did not take me a lot of time, because he was killed at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I buried him at about 10 o'clock at night. I simply dug a small hole, and I put him in the hole so that the dogs wouldn't eat him. Because dogs were eating bodies. Thank you, madam. Now, when you left your home to go to Kabgayi, what road did you take, if you remember? I do remember. I went through the bush. I went near a place called Gachura Gingenge. It was at night. I was only walking at night. I didn't travel during the day. And every time I would come to a place during the morning, I would hide. I would hide in the brush in order to remain hidden during the day. So it took me 2 days to get to Kabgayi. I was pregnant. I also had my daughter, the one who had been raped. When you got to Kabgayi, where did you find refuge? I went to hide in a place called, in a school, a college in the Kabgayi compound. Were there a lot of you there? There were a lot of us. But did you leave your hiding place from time to time? We would leave our hiding place in order to go get our manioc rations. Well, do you remember exactly when you arrived at Kabgayi? I don't remember the exact date because I really wasn't in any state of mind to be able to know what day it was. Well, was it still in April, 1994? It was near the end of the month of April. When you got to Kabgayi, or along the way, did you see any roadblocks? Yes, I did cross a few roadblocks. And did they ask for your identification? I was stopped at one roadblock, and they asked me to show them my identity card. I told them I did not have one, and they let me go, saying that it wouldn't be proper to kill a pregnant woman. I was almost killed when I arrived at the office of the prefecture in Gitarama. It was a teacher whose name was Musekuye, who was from Gachura Buenge. He was the one who saved me from the killers. And at that point in time, a pastor named Ngunyul, who was a father at Kabgayi, gave money to the killers and they freed me. Madam, before we get to Gitarama, I'd like to stay, with your permission, at Kabgayi. Now, while you were hiding at Kabgayi, did you ever see Jean-Paul Akaizu? Yes, I did see him. Did he come to Kabgayi? I saw him at Kabgayi. Did he come by foot or in a vehicle? When I saw him, he was in a car. Do you remember what kind of car he was driving? I do not remember very well. I didn't really pay any attention, but I did see him get out of a vehicle. Was it a pickup truck? Or was it a normal car, a four-door car? It was a Toyota pickup truck. When you saw him, did he get out of the vehicle, or was he still inside the pickup? I saw him get out of the vehicle. Do you remember how he was dressed? I do not remember. Was he armed? Yes, he was armed. He had a gun. That's the only thing I remember. Did he only have a gun? Yes, he only had a gun. Did Jean Palacaisu see you? He did not see me, but I saw him. I was in the crowd when I saw him. And when I saw him, I got down on the ground so that he wouldn't see. Approximately how far were you from Jean Palacaisu on that day? He found us at the school in the buildings of the college. We were inside in the inside courtyard of the school building. And so I left immediately and went inside the building, and I did not go back outside to see what was happening. Thank you. But in your opinion, what was Jean Palacaisu doing at Cap Gai with a gun? I don't know. Thank you, Madam. Mr. President, Your Honors, I have no further questions. Madam, you stated that the Interahamwe would come to take people out of Cap Gai. Sometimes they would kill them on site, and sometimes they would take them to a place called the CND in order to kill them. Did you ever see Jean Palacaisu take refugees out of Cap Gai and take them away with the Interahamwe? No, I never saw him do that. The only time that I saw him was the time I just described, and I don't know how he got in, and I don't know what he did. Thank you. Judge Aspergren has the floor. Madam, I'd like to come back to the rape of your young daughter. And I know this is going to be very difficult for you, but I'd like for you to explain to us what happened. You gave the name of the three men, or the three young men, who had committed this crime. Now, do you see any link between these young people, this crime, and Mr. Akaizu? Yes, I think that there is a link between these three things, these people, the crime, and Akaizu. Because before Akaizu told people to kill Tutsi, yes, he does have a responsibility in all this, because before he launched the killings, nobody did this type of thing. When you say launch the killings, do you also mean launching other activities such as rape? And that is possible, because before people were killed, sometimes they were raped. Thank you. To your knowledge, were there other incidents of rape in Taba? I heard it said that there were young girls who were at the Bureau Communal who were raped. I heard that, but I did not see it. I understood. Thank you very much, Madam. Council Tiangai has the floor to continue. Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Madam. Good afternoon, sir. You stated that your brother only went to the city of Kinihira one time. But before the prosecutor, you said that he had gone several times. That's false. I did not say that. Have you personally ever been to Kinihira? No, I don't even know where Kinihira is. How could I have gone there? Before April 6, 1994, was the city of Kinihira controlled by the RPF or the Rwandan Armed Forces? I know nothing about that. What relationship did your brother have with the RPF? What I said was that there was a young man, a teacher, who was our neighbor, who would go to Kinihira. Excuse me? What I said was that there was a young man, a teacher, who was a neighbor of ours, who would go to Kinihira, or rather who lived in Kinihira. He's the one that I knew went only once to Kinihira. And that was a long time ago. And so it was this friend who had written to your brother. I don't know. What did they find at your brother's place? Was it a letter or a notebook? They found a letter there. And what did this letter say? I don't know, because I did not read it. When your brother went to Kinihira, did he talk to you about this trip? He told me that he was going to visit this young man. And then he did not stay for very long. I think he only went for one day. How did he go? On foot or by car? I don't know, because we didn't go together. Who were the people who took your brother to the mass grave? It was Nyagatare, Japhet, Muhirga, Nyangyaramba, and a lot of other people whose names I don't remember. You say that your brother was taken to the mass grave without first going by the Bureau Communal. Is this true? Yes. I am going to read a portion from the statement that you made when you were interviewed, except that this mass grave is just next door to the Bureau Communal. It's very close to the Bureau Communal. Here's what you stated. When they found this notebook, they took my brother, myself, and my two young sisters to the office of the commune of Taba. Do you acknowledge having made this statement? Yes, I did say that. So then today, but as regards the notebook, I didn't say anything about a notebook. Excuse me, says counsel, I did not say notebook, says the witness. But as regards the path that you took. Yes, so you did first go by the Bureau Communal. Well, we didn't go by the Bureau Communal. We went to the mass grave. Now you say that you left with your brother and your two young sisters. Why didn't you talk about your son when you talked with the investigators from the office of the prosecutor? Well, as regards my son, yes, your son. Today you talked about your son. You mentioned him today. Well, I answered the questions that people put to me. I couldn't answer something they didn't ask. But today you talked about your son, whereas nobody asked you any questions about your son. But you said that your son was killed. I said that they had killed my child. Okay, your child. But they asked me who had been killed along with my mother and who had been thrown into the latrine. And I said that it was my child who had been thrown into the latrine along with my mother. Your mother was thrown into the latrine, or was she buried? Excuse me? Buried in the latrine? No, was she buried? She was thrown into a latrine, and then they covered her over with some dirt. Counsel Tiange, unless this is completely necessary for your defense, could you please go past this episode, which is quite difficult for the witness? We've understood that her mother was thrown into the latrine. Unless this is absolutely necessary for your defense. If not, I think that you should go on to the next question. Yes, Mr. President, because the variations between the statements she's made today and those which she gave to the investigators, which are in her written statement, I think that's particularly important. But in these cases, you should say, Madam, You said that she was buried, but asking her details about the latrine, just ask her whether what she said was true or not. These are shocking details that we really don't need to go into. But if this is really necessary for your defense, then fine, we can't do anything about that. But if not, don't put too much emphasis on this. Well, we think that the questions that we are asking, Mr. President, are necessarily linked to the interests of our defense. But counsel, please understand me. If she has made a statement that to the office of the prosecutor, which is not the same as what she says today, then say, Madam, you said to the prosecutor the following, today you were saying this, which is true. That's all. You don't have to go into details about the grave or the latrine. I think it's a little bit difficult for her, I guess, Mr. President, because in her statement she said that the killers buried the body of my mother. Well, then ask her. Ask her about that. But I hope you'll understand our concern, the tribunal's concern, that this is a very painful experience for the witness. Please continue. Please proceed. Well, Mr. President, that's our duty as a defense. No, ask your questions, says the President. Continue. Just bear this in mind.
Madam, you stated, according to the lawyer, to the prosecutor, that it was the killers who buried your mother. Is it yourself or who? That's not the question I want to ask, says counsel. Concerning her mother, she had said this afternoon that her mother was thrown into a latrine. Now, before the prosecutor, she said that her mother was buried by the killers. And I see that these two statements are not in line with one another. It's not different because I said that my mother had been killed, but I didn't witness to the I didn't witness the killing, but she was thrown into a latrine, and the soil which had been removed from the pit was used to cover her up. Let's go back to the mass grave where your brother was killed. Is that place far from the Bureau Communal? The mass grave is quite close to the Bureau Communal. About how many meters? I don't know. What I know is that the mass grave is close to the Bureau Communal. With the authorization of the tribunal, if we could please have projected the picture of the Bureau Communal. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. Can the witness indicate to us on the slide where the mass grave was? This is the road, and that's the Bureau Communal. When you continue on this road, when you go towards the forest, that's where the mass grave was. When you go down from that tree, it's a bit further on. I wanted to know if the mass grave is on this side. You go towards the forest and the mass grave is in the forest. Where is the forest? The answer to that question did not come to the interpreters. Now, from this picture, can you indicate more clearly where this mass grave is? The grave is in the forest and the forest is not on that picture. Lights, please.
Mic, please. Your Honor, just so the record is clear, apparently that was Exhibit 28 that we were reviewing, and the witness pointed to the bottom left-hand corner of the photograph as being the general area where the mass grave existed. Thank you.
The tribunal has seen. The tribunal did see what she indicated. I'm asking that this be put on the record, that on the road towards the left and towards the bottom half of the picture, and this is pointed out by the witness. That's where the common grave was, the mass grave was. Thank you, Mr. President. You said that when your brother was taken to the mass grave, he was beaten, and you came back. You went to speak to Mr. Kayesu about it. What did you expect of Mr. Kayesu at that time? Because I knew that he was my brother's friend. And they used to play football together. I thought that he was going to ask pardon for him so that he's not killed. So Mr. Kayesu would spare his Tutsi friends? I am speaking of what concerns me. Then I went to Akayesu. I was thinking that maybe he wouldn't think of having him killed, but he refused and he was killed. My brother was killed. You said that when your mother and your father were killed, Mr. Akayesu was not there. Is that correct? He was not there. When your parents were killed, you were in a hiding place. Yes, I had hid myself, but when my father was killed, I saw that Mr. Akayesu was not there. He was not there. Who told you that it was Mr. Akayesu who gave orders that your father be killed? Because they were shouting a lot and they had whistles, they were blowing the whistles. And I was hearing this with my ears and I was seeing them with my own eyes. I don't know whether you understood my question, ma'am. The killers arrived to kill your father. Mr. Akayesu was not there. No, he was not there. You were hiding. You were in a hiding place. You'd hidden yourself. So was it only your father and the killers? To whom could the killers say that Akayesu had sent them to kill your father? They were saying this between amongst themselves. They were saying that they were to start off by eating the cattle or the cows, and then they should kill him afterwards because they had been given the authority to kill him. To whom was he saying? Were they saying this? They were saying this amongst themselves. Amongst themselves. Yes, I have concluded my examination, Mr. President. I'll give the floor to the prosecutor.
Mr. President, I have one or two questions. Madam, when you were questioned by the office of the prosecutor, who was asking you the questions?
I don't know that.
Or an African?
It was an African.
In what language was he questioning you?
I was asked questions in Kinyarwanda and it was then translated into English.
The person who was telling you in Kinyarwanda, did he hear it in another language and then translate it to you to Kinyarwanda?
They asked me the questions in Kinyarwanda first, and then he translated my response into English. The investigator asked me questions, and the interpreter was speaking in Kinyarwanda. I responded in Kinyarwanda, and the interpreter interpreted into French, into English, I'm sorry, into English. The interpreter interpreted into English for the investigator. Yes, into English. Defense counsel, do you have any more questions? Any further questions? Yes, Mr. President. Your Honors, I would like to reassure the prosecutor that a long time ago, the defense understood that the interpreters chosen by the prosecution do not do their job very well. We also want to say that when there's a variation which is due to the interpretation, we shall take that into consideration. I've had my say. Madam, we'd like to thank you for having come here to bear witness. I now wish to ask the bailiff to escort the witness out of the court. Given the late hour, Mr. Prosecutor, I think we can wait until tomorrow to continue for the interrogation of the next witness. We shall adjourn and reconvene tomorrow at 9:30.